of 68, down just a little bit. The current reading is 66 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The nation's top law enforcement officer pushing back against congressional Republicans.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is set to forcefully reject what he calls extremely dangerous narratives before the House Judiciary Committee. This comes as House Republicans threaten to hold Garland in contempt for refusing to turn over audio tapes of President Biden during the investigation of the president's handling of classified documents. According to prepared remarks, Garland will dispute claims that the DOJ is showing any bias in favor of Biden and deny the department had any involvement in the Manhattan DA's investigation into former President Trump. Garland will say these false narratives are, quote, an attack on the judicial process itself. M. Nguyen, ABC News, Washington.
Sources tell ABC News President Biden will sign an executive order limiting the number of asylum seekers at the southern border. Senator Robert Menendez, Democrat of New Jersey and on trial for corruption, announced he will run for re-election as an independent. This is ABC News. Atlanta-based Fearless Fund is a private business. It can spend its money on whatever it wants. A conservative outfit sued because of a small business grant program for black women. Now a three-judge panel of the conservative Atlanta-based Federal Appeals Court has overturned a lower court and barred that program. We step into the Wayback Machine now, Sherman, to mark 50 years since an incident in Major League Baseball now called the 10-cent beer night riot.
June 4th, 1974, at the Cleveland Indians Municipal Stadium was 10-cent beer night. Fans ran across the outfield grass. Terry Yerkes, remembering to ESPN, he ran out and grabbed Rangers outfielder Jeff Burrow's cap.
He kicked me right in the thigh, and he stumbled and fell down from the kick, and then the fans just really started pouring in.
Mike Hargrove, Rangers first baseman.
15 or 20 pounds of hot dogs thrown at me.
Amid arrests and injuries, Cleveland forfeited. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm Richard Cantor. To ABC News.
Today we look at more clouds than sun, warm and a little bit sticky again. Spotty showers and thunderstorms possible by the afternoon, a high of 84. Occasional showers and thunderstorms tonight, a low of 62. Some thunderstorms could be heavy this evening. Wednesday, partly sunny, breezy, and also a little bit cooler. It looks like a high of 77 and a 30% chance of showers. Showers early Wednesday night and then a low of 54. Thursday, partly sunny, breezy and cooler, a slight chance of light showers, a high near 70. Friday, mixed skies, isolated light showers possible, and a high of 70. In Richland Center this morning, following a 68-degree reading, just a slight bit of rain early on today, and we're at 66 degrees. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day. Today is Tuesday, June 4th.
Oh, so can you? So proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly still there. Oh, say
start the day in a positive way with the Forrester Sisters, and that was Lily of the Valley. Before that, our national anthem, performed by Carrie Underwood. Hello there, friends. It's time for us to get together once again with some great tunes on the Light in the Milk House show and some info to get you in the know as well. We have some sports scores to share with you. We can't change the Brewers score. They did lose last night in Philadelphia, but that's going to happen once in a while. You can't get all the sweeps like you did against the White Sox, but good game last night nonetheless. And that's the thing about the Crew this year. Even when they've lost, for the most part, they've been competitive games. And they've been able to stay in games and keep them close most of the way. So anyway, details coming up in sports. It's a big day for WIAA baseball as well. There are several teams in Southwest Wisconsin headed toward the sectional today. And I'm sure hoping that they can get them in, despite a few showers here and there. That's been kind of the whole story of the spring this year, is trying to get games in every other day or so seems pretty fine. We did get that rain yesterday off and on, and some areas did get a little bit of heavier weather yesterday and last night. We got the first round. We actually got mist on the second round yesterday, at least right here in the immediate area at Richland Center. It seemed to kind of just go around us. Well, time to go around on a Tuesday, June 4th. This is George Strait.
Right or wrong, I'll always love you. Though you're gone, I can't forget. Right or wrong, I'll keep on dreaming. Still I wake with that same old regret. All along I pray that you'd be true. In your heart, please just remember, right or wrong, I'm still in love with you.
Charming, but the locks were all changed. I was stuck outside with a key that no longer fit. There was a note on the door that said, adios, sayonara, goodbye, this is it. My lying, but I was all ready to beg and plead and to
line. I heard click, she hung up on me.
Charlie Pride on the Light in the Milk House Show. It is 5:13. Well, the village of Blue River is flushing hydrants today and tomorrow. Water could appear rusty and discolor laundry. That among our community calendar reminders for today, the village of Blue River. And Tech Help Tuesday will be held every Tuesday at the Brewer Public Library from 9 until noon. Get basic help with all apps and devices. Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments can be scheduled by calling the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444. There is no charge for this service. Hill Country Classic Power will meet Wednesday night. That's at 8 o'clock at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. And Christie's Card Buddies get together for a euchre tournament. Each Wednesday is held at 1 o'clock in the old Avoca School Gym. I'd love to kind of maybe hone my euchre skills. I'm out of practice. We used to play all the time at family gatherings and until they'd kick me out. I'd get mad and they'd kick me out or something. But otherwise, yeah, it was always a fun time. But I've kind of gotten out of practice. I'll have to go to spring training and get kind of my euchre vibes going again. I always liked that game. That was kind of the family game. And everybody that I talked to around, they kind of did the same thing. But if you went outside the area a little bit, when I lived for a time away, it was Sheep's Head. And I always thought, man, that seems like a tough game. It seemed to me that it was tougher than euchre. I don't know if it really is or was, but I never really honed my skills at Sheep's Head. Here's Doug Stone on the Milk House Show.
Every morning I watch you walk into the office in your business suit and matching shoes. With your hair put up neatly, you tug at your glasses and you sit down just 3 desks down. And I watch you in the fluorescent glare, and my mind drifts away somewhere. Just the way I saw you last night. Well, there's girls at the office, the guys always notice when they walk by that you're not the type. They don't know what I know, or some things just don't show through tailored tweeds. That's fine with me. Let them all think what they want to. As for me, when I look at you, I see you in a different light. Your hair falling you in a different life.
That's Doug Stone on the Mel Cow Show from WRCO. An update on sports is coming up, plus another round with that weather. And yes, of course, the aerobic polka is straight ahead. Attention, WRCO listeners. Father's Day is just around the corner, and we've got an incredible giveaway just for you when you hear this.
I love my daddy. I love my daddy. I love my daddy. Yes, I do.
Be the seventh caller and get registered to win amazing prizes. The drawing will be held Friday morning, June 14th, during the 7 o'clock hour. Our grand prize includes 4 Brewer tickets and a Gladiator refrigerator from Town & Country TV and Appliance. But that's not all. We have plenty of other fantastic prizes up for grabs, like a $50 gift certificate from Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, a $50 gift certificate from Napa, and 2 rounds of 9 holes of golf with a cart. Plus, you could win 4 rounds of 18 holes with a cart from House on the Rock Attraction and Resort. It's easy to enter. Just be the 7th caller when you hear,
I love my daddy. I love my daddy.
Celebrate Father's Day the right way with WRCO Radio Father's Day Giveaway. Good luck and happy Father's Day. In sports, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters, Reese Hoskins homered for the Brewers in an emotional return to Citizens Bank Park, but David Dahl went deep in his Philadelphia debut to back Zach Wheeler and the Phillies in a 3-1 victory. In the opener of a 3-game series between National League division leaders, Amando Sosa and Rohan Rojas actually hit consecutive RBI singles in the second inning for Philadelphia. Wheeler pitched 7 strong innings, allowing 5 hits and 3 walks, with 6 strikeouts in the game last night. Hoskins, a former Philly, was sidelined throughout his final season while recovering from a knee injury, then signed with Milwaukee in January. Elsewhere yesterday in baseball, it was the Mets over Washington 8-7, Cincinnati 13, Colorado 3, Arizona 4-2 over San Francisco. In the American League, Baltimore 7, Toronto 2, Detroit 2-1 over Texas. In the interleague play, it was Houston 7 and St. Louis 4, and the LA Angels were 2-1 winners over San Diego. The Celtics are prohibitive favorites to win Thursday's Game 1 of the NBA Finals, and odds are on Boston to host what would be possibly their 18th championship, but the money is pouring in on the Dallas Mavericks at BetMGM Sportsbook as well. The NBA Finals get underway later this week, and that's a look at sports.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen-fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians, for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
Today, more clouds than sun, warm and sticky, spotty showers and thunderstorms possible by afternoon, a high of 84, and occasional showers and thunderstorms likely tonight. Some could be heavy, a low of 62. Partly sunny, breezy and less humid tomorrow, a 30% chance of afternoon showers and a high of 77. Right now, we're at 66 degrees in Richland Center. All right, brace yourself. Pull your socks up. It's time for a tough aerobic polka. Here we go. We'll be right back. the New Ulm Polka with a Jim Busta band here on WRCO's Light in the Milk House show. Good for what ails you today. Hopefully nothing's ailing you too much. Yeah, be careful driving through the fog this morning. I was foggier than normal. Not just my head, but before my eyes, too. Coming in from Sextonville International today. Here is Anne Murray.
Water.
And can you see that
water? that's waiting there for me and you.
Water, the shadows sway and seem to say, tonight we'll pray for water.
Cool water.
Water.
And way up there he'll hear our prayer and show us where there's water.
Water.
Cool.
Water.
Clear.
Water.
Water.
Cool, clear water.
That song might have made you thirsty today. I'm not sure, but the Sons of the Pioneers with a classic and cool water. Have a great Tuesday, friends. It is 66 degrees. We're headed toward 84 a little bit later on today. Good morning. The time is 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harkey Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harkey Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Harkey Lumber isn't just your building supply superstore. They offer a number of construction services for every type of job. Their drafting team can provide you with a set of house plans that includes front, back, left, and right views, as well as floor, foundation, and wall section detail plans. When you purchase your materials from Harkey Lumber, you're eligible to receive these plans at a discount. When you're ready to build an addition or a new home altogether, call Harkey Lumber at 608-985-7207.
Secretary Vilsack has announced a new marketing rule. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Add bushels to your crop this summer with Full Scale from Helena. Learn more on the Field Link podcast or ask your Helena representative. U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says new measures by his agency will increase market transparency and fairness for livestock and poultry producers.
We do see it as an effort to continue to make sure that this is a balanced relationship between producer and processor.
He says a new proposed rule under the Packers and Stockyards Act would improve poultry grower payment systems and address abuses producers have experienced in the past. Vilsack says the Agricultural Marketing Service is also testing new tools with stakeholders in the cattle industry.
We're launching the Livestock Mandatory Reporting Live Cattle Data Dashboard, which will give users the ability to access and analyze intuitively and in detail past and present market data.
The dashboard is expected to be made publicly available later this summer. The quality of beef keeps improving. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has more from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Young Cattlemen Conference.
NCBA Executive Chef Dagan Lynn has worked with beef for more than 30 years. He says quality matters, especially as consumers have struggled with higher grocery bills.
Beef keeps getting better and better. Better genetics, better handling of the product, dry aging. We've been doing a little bit of testing in that piece. From nose to tail, the animal lives a pretty healthy life, and it really reflects in the product itself.
Betty tells Brownfield high-quality beef doesn't have to break the bank.
Maybe it's a five-pound roast. You know, cook that roast, and then we have a lot of recipes to just change it from maybe Mexican one night, and maybe, you know, the next night is going to be Asian, and stretch the dollar a little bit further.
From Dakota Dunes, South Dakota, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
The U.S. soybean crush fell during April. USDA says 178 million bushels of beans were crushed in April, a bit more than expected, but down from March and 9 million lower than April. U.S. corn and soybean planting advanced last week despite more rain delays in parts of the Midwest and plains. USDA says 91% of U.S. corn is planted, and 74% of that has emerged. 78% of soybeans are planted, and 55% of the beans have emerged. In Wisconsin, another wet week for farmers. Statistician Greg Bussler says only 3.3 days were suitable for field work, and that wetness increased concerns for the timing of planting, especially in northern parts of Wisconsin. Bussler says the weather also impacted the quality of first crop hay. Some farmers were able to get some hay and planting done Thursday and Friday if field conditions dried out enough. 84% of Wisconsin's corn is planted, with 70% of that in good to excellent condition. 82% of the soybeans are in the ground, 61% emerged, and 70% of the crop in good to excellent condition. Nearly all Wisconsin's potatoes are planted, and 85% of them are emerged and in good to excellent condition. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Wisconsin farmers are leading the way in soil health. By adding cover crops, farmers are demonstrating their commitment to the land, water, community, and helping their bottom line. Talk about being best in the field. This year, the Farmers for Soil Health program, in partnership with the Conservation Technology Information Center, is offering 3 years of financial incentives to Wisconsin producers who adopt cover crops. Join the soil health movement and enroll in a program that's built by farmers for farmers. Learn more at farmersforsoilhealth.com.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
Direct cash cattle trade end of the day sluggish, and cash hogs were steady to higher. Good morning, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country had a typical day for a Monday, with bids and asking prices not established. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the second half of the week. New show lists appear to be mixed, higher in Kansas, but lower in Texas and Nebraska, Colorado. At the Bassett Livestock Auction in Nebraska, there was no recent test for an accurate comparison, and a trend was not established for feeder steers and heifers. USDA says demand was good and a higher undertone should be noted. Receipts were slightly lower week to week, and the feeder supply included 65% steers, with 46% of the offering over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 677 to 690 pounds, brought 290 to 323. And medium and large one feeder heifers, 557 to 599 pounds, sold for 292.50 to 321. Boxed beef closed higher with choice up 240 at 315.60, select up 199 at 303.70. The choice select spread was 1190. Estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head. Cash hogs were steady to higher, with light to moderate closing negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. After a slow start to Monday, at least on a national basis, buyers did bid up to get the needed near-term supplies. However, there are signs that domestic demand is softening post-Memorial Day, which could limit support this week. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 245 with a base range of 83 to 92 and weighted average of 89.35. Butcher hogs at the Midwest cash markets are called steady at $55. Slaughter sows are $3 higher at 39 to 42. Boars are marked at $15. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices are $3 higher at 39 to 51. Barrels and gilts $1 higher at 52 to 62, and boars were priced at 18 to 28 and 8 to 15. Pork values closed lower, down 182 at 101.43. At the CME, live and feeder cattle futures were mixed on Monday, watching the distribution of this week's show list. Lean hog futures were pressured by questions about sustained domestic demand. You can find more livestock market information online at our website at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit WISoybean.org. With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It's perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you're already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance is proud to congratulate the area's graduating seniors. We encourage all seniors to look for ways to make the world a better place. As you begin the next chapter of your life, in ups and downs, always remember the road that leads you home. We wish you all the best in your future. Congratulations on your graduation from Richards Insurance.
Serving the community for over 90 years.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetun from Timsek Oxford Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a small sale at a decent crowd. Large squares topped at $275 a ton and large rounds topped at $185 a ton. We need straw. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Watch for our website for more online only auctions. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call. We need listings. Call 608-723-4020 for more info or go to www.timsekoxfordrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetun. Have a great day.
Direct cattle business was quiet Monday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The path to higher yields is now at your fingertips. Download the Stein Seed app and start planning your next move today. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are lower with a drop in crude oil. Watching planning. July beans were 20.5 lower at 11.84.5, and August was 21 lower at 11.82.5. July corn was 2.75 lower at 443.5, and September was down 4.75 at 449.25. Live and feeder cattle were mixed out of this week's direct business. August live was up 42 at 178.87, and October was a dime higher at 180.90. August feeders were 20 lower at 256.20. And hogs were pressured Monday by questions about sustained domestic demand with pork weak at midday. July lean was down 85 at 96.27. The August contract was 87 cents lower at 95.62. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Agriculture needs to claim its share of the sustainability pie, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
There are about as many different visions of agricultural sustainability as there are countries in the world, which, you can imagine, makes it rather difficult for any sort of standardized incentive program. One aspect of that, according to a Minnesota-based sustainability consultant, is that many ag sustainability incentives now have competition. Devry Buffner-Vorwerk.
The challenge is that capital is not flowing for the climate side of things to our industry. It's flowing to other places and spaces. And so my soapbox is we cannot leave this issue of a sustainable food system only to the food industry.
Vorwerk says accountability is going to come into play.
Accurate measurements going to equal robust markets. And at the end of the day, that means the farmers, they're going to be able to capture the benefits of the investments that they're making in their operations.
Vorwerk points out that the system has a way to go before it's even close to universal.
We come together, we've got trade, we've got the climate agenda, et cetera. And instead of us looking at it like, let's weld it together, the COP28, the biodiversity, and what's going on in Australia and Canada and Europe, what I encourage us to do is think about melding it together in a way that works for industry and society as a whole.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business. All special summer feeder cattle sales will be beef Holstein combination sales every second and fourth Friday through the months of June, July, and August. Bloomington Livestock Exchange will return to special Roundup feeder cattle sales in the fall. For more information, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020.
A Michigan official would like to see more farm worker testing for H5N1. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A dairy specialist is encouraging farmers to participate in testing for possible H5N1 influenza outbreaks and increase worker precautions. Michigan State University Extension's Phil Durst tells Brownfield data collected will provide long-term benefits.
The health and safety of workers is important. And so a lot of farmers have taken the opportunity to talk with the workers about the risks, how wearing personal protective equipment, PPE, can maybe prevent infection.
Durst says use of additional protective equipment like face shields so far has been mixed. Researchers say drinking raw, unpasteurized milk puts consumers at a higher risk of contracting the H5N1 virus. Dr. Keith Paulson with the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory says they've been comparing the potential for virus transmission from pasteurized and raw milk.
It really shows that virus survives really, really well at refrigerated temperatures and raw milk. So it's another good pointer to not drink raw milk. It also shows where viruses shed in the different components of milk, being in the cream and the skim.
He says the test simulated high-temperature pasteurization, which reduced the virus in infected milk by more than 99.99%. Paulson says the Food and Drug Administration was able to replicate their published research, showing a very important food safety fact.
Pasteurized dairy products are safe.
Cash dairy prices were higher Monday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, except for off-fat dry milk. Dry whey was up 0.5 cent, closing at 42, but no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks up 8 cents to 189, just one sale. Barrels were up 2 cents at 196 with two sales. Butter went up again, closing 3 cents higher at 312, or two sales recorded. Non-fat dry milk unchanged at 116.75, but no sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Today, more clouds than sun, warm and sticky, spotty showers and thunderstorms possible by afternoon, a high of 84. Tonight, occasional showers and thunderstorms likely, some of which could be heavy, a low of 62. And Wednesday, upper 70s, breezy and less humid, a 30% chance of showers by late afternoon Wednesday. Showers in the forecast for several days this week, including Thursday, a slight chance and a high of 69, and Friday, 70, again with isolated light showers possible. This kind of sounds like a broken record a little bit, doesn't it? Right now we're at 65. That is the overnight low temperature in Richland Center.
Carry me back, Lord, while I've still got the time. Is Jimmy through serving his hitch with Uncle Sam? Do the kids still spend Saturday nights driving around Hamburger Dan's? Did Jackie ever make it to the streets of Hollywood? And Bobby, I'd love to see him again, and I would if I could. Carry me back and make me feel at home. Let me cling to those memories that won't let me alone. Where it was always summer and she was always mine. Carry
Does the preacher still visit when some poor soul gets down? Do the stores still stay open on Friday nights downtown? Is Joanne still as pretty as when she wore my high school ring? When you see her, tell her I said July 1959. She'll know what I mean. Carry me back and make me feel at home. Let me cling to those memories that won't let me alone. Where it was always summer and she was always mine. Carry me back, Lord, while I've still got the time. Carry me back, Lord, while I've still got the time.
Statler Brothers on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show and Carry Me Back. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock. Coming up, Tony's weather. He'll give us a little take on the kind of wet and sloppy forecast we have for the next couple of days. We'll see. At least I don't have to take my little water can around to the flowers, but I don't know. It's certainly going to put a little damper on the mowing situation again, once again. But, well, we'll see what holds here for the day and the upcoming days as well. For the Light in the Milk House Show, we have some great stuff coming your way each and every morning, and info to get you in the know, and tunes like this one, a super-duper duet from Johnny Cash and George Jones.
I've never been in prison. I don't know much about trains. My favorite singer cooks my breakfast. I like her fancy and I like her plain. I love bright flashing colors like hot pink and Dresden blue. But if they ask me if it's true that I still love you, I'll say it's true. I'd be happy in a mansion or in an old rundown shotgun shack. I like the feel of silk and satin, so I don't know why I wear black. I love New York City, bet your cowgirl boots I do. But if they ask me if it's true that I still love you, I'll say it's true. I'll say it's true. So don't let it bother you. Just let them old tales all stay twisted. I will set them straight about you. I have not been in the army. I'm an Indian from years ago. When they ask if I know Waylon, I tell them I think so. I do not plan on retiring from anything I do. But if they ask me if it's true that I still love you, I'll say it's true. I'll say it's true. So don't let it bother you. Just let them old tales all stay twisted. I will set them straight on you. I got plans to keep right on singing, and I do know in the loop. But if they ask me if it's true that I still love you, I'll say it's true.
Johnny and George on WRCO's Light in the Milk Cow Show. It is 7 minutes before six.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Calves were steady, slaughter cows stronger at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold 620 and down, beef crossbred calves up to 70 by the pound, and the heifers and out calves 160 to 310. Dairy slaughter cows sold from 102 to 129, beef cows 130 to 140, with a few thin, questionable health cows lower. Holstein feeder heifers 125 to 154, some 900 to 1150-pound Holstein steers 148 to 166. We had a black summer freshening beef cow at 2250, and the replacement beef bull sold from 2200 to 3100. If you have cattle to sell, looking to purchase, give us a call at 627-1401. Darren, Colton, or Jim will come out to your farm, give you a quote on your cattle, and what they could bring at our sales. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola is your locally owned, managed market, serving the farmers of our area for over 60 years.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy gives the best care for the best you. With excellent service, a dedicated and experienced staff is ready to meet your home health care needs. Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. And stop by Utter Brothers Creamery, new location located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, the former DQ building, and try one of their many new food items.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Rather humid conditions can be expected today with dew points well into the 60s. Also, the possibility of some isolated showers and thunderstorms bubbling up as moisture and energy moves in from the southwest. Better chance of widespread thunderstorms, though, later this evening as a cold front marches in from Minnesota and Iowa. Even a small chance of some severe weather as some of these storms may have gusty winds, large hail, and, of course, frequent lightning. So be careful with that. Keep an eye on the situation. Also, some locally heavy rain is possible. That falling on saturating conditions across Wisconsin could lead to some localized flooding issues through tomorrow morning. We are expecting cooler weather to build in for the rest of the week after today. Less humid as well, so that'll be nice. Also, just kind of a mix of clouds and sun each day, but some weak disturbances spinning down from the northwest could bring a daily chance of a spotty shower or two, although the amounts look light starting later tomorrow and going through the weekend. Here's that forecast for today. More clouds and sun, warm and sticky. Spotty showers and thunderstorms possible by the afternoon. High at 84, south to southeast wind 8 to 14. Tonight, some occasional showers and thunderstorms likely. Some could be heavy. Low 62. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, and less humid. 30% chance of showers by late afternoon with a high of 77. Wind out of the west-southwest between 10 and 20. Wednesday night, showers possible early, then partly cloudy, low 54. On Thursday, partly sunny, breezy, and cooler with a slight chance of light showers, high about 69 degrees. Heading into Friday, mixed sky, some isolated light showers possible, low 50 with a high of 70. Saturday, partly sunny, 30% chance of scattered showers, low 51 with a high of 74. Sunday, partly sunny, small chance of light rain, high 75. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money.
Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. 65 degrees with some light fog today. Yesterday's high was 78 degrees. We picked up 44 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high, 91 in 1948. Record low, 36 in 1995. Last year's high was 85 and the low, 60. Sunset will happen at 8:37 this evening. Sunrise time, 5:22. Coming up for tomorrow morning. The air is calm. Barometer is steady at 29.71. We picked up 1/100th of an inch early this morning. A little light rain. And then the fog settled in. We still have a little light fog out there to deal with. It was 68 at midnight. 64 has been the low. It is 65 degrees currently.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The news from ABC is next, sponsored